This is 90.1 WABE, and if you can spare a few minutes, Mara Davis has arrived with information that can bring you joy and happiness this weekend. Good to see you again, Mara. Thanks for coming back.
I'm thrilled to bring joy and happiness to you and to everybody who likes music. Let's start at Callamalt. There's a show featuring some local musicians and some nationally known musicians. This is the Salute to America that WABE is presenting. And I know you loved Jefferson Starship back in the day. Nothing's going to stop us now.
That's me, yep.
Okay.
And Jefferson Airplane before that.
Of course. Mm-hmm. But the Starship, we built the city and all of that. Well, Mickey Thomas is going to be a part of this band, but also some of our local favorites like Jeff Carlisi and one of my personal favorite guitarists, Peter Stroud, who plays with Sheryl Crow, is just a few of the people who are involved in this band.
I think Jeff Adams is going to be there too from Survivor, for those of you who remember Survivor, like me. But yeah, it looks like a great show. And I think Michelle Malone is performing at the VIP after party.
And there's also a free show, and there's an artist who I want to give you a heads up about. Her name is Chelsea Shag, and she's sort of an R&B singer. She's a little soul, she's a little funk, she's a little hip-hop, and she's local, and she's kind of hot, so I know you like that. So I definitely want to feature Chelsea Shag. I think we are going to be hearing a lot more about her. That's the Salute to America and the Arts at Callenwald on Friday night.
No matter what choice I make, I know I'm gonna miss out on something.
There aren't a lot of country artists that I've grown close to, but I do have a favorite, and it's Dwight Yoakam.
Is that right?
I'm a big Dwight Yoakam fan.
The Honky Tonk Man,
mm-hmm,
is your guy?
Reading, writing Route 23.
Well, he has had so many hits. I mean, I know you love charts and numbers, but 25 million in sales worldwide. I mean, that is a lot of records to sell. And especially at a time when people aren't selling records anymore. But he's got a new one called Secondhand Heart, and he will be playing at the Atlanta Symphony Hall, which will be very cool.
Yeah, he was just in town a few months ago for the Shaky Boots Festival up in Kennesaw. So it's great to have him back.
Absolutely. And in a beautiful venue. And he's an actor. He's a singer. He's got a good sense of humor. I'm a fan.
Me too. Better off just not to start.
Have to watch it fall apart. That's Dwight Yoakam at Symphony Hall tomorrow night.
You know, we struggle sometimes to come up with terms for different music genres. And this next band, this next artist, has been called punk country, punkabilly, and my favorite is psychobilly. The Reverend Horton Heat, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, so here's the thing. The last time we talked about this band, you brought up the song Let Me Teach You How to Eat.
The response was so tremendous.
My phone was blowing up that day saying, I can't believe you got Steve Goss to talk about that song. It just shows your diverse taste in music. Jim Heath, of course, part of the Reverend Horton Heat, and they're back at Masquerade. And if you're in the mood for a psychobilly freakout, I mean, who isn't? I'm ready for that right now.
It's a psychobilly freakout!
Any day of the week. Count me in. I'm there with you.
Okay. We'll look forward to that. That's the Reverend Horton Heat at the Masquerade tomorrow night. Now, this singer is, she's huge in England, and she's very, very popular here in the U.S., but it's I do want to recommend this show because I feel like it may be one of the last times you can see her in a small venue like The Loft. I'm talking about Rita Ora, who is, you know, she's a pop singer. She's very striking looking, beautiful, beautiful woman. And fun fact, her ex-boyfriend is Calvin Harris, who is now with Taylor Swift. He's produced some of her stuff, but she really has some voice on her, and wow, she commands a stage.
She certainly does. In fact, she's in the British tabloids all the time. I mean, she's fodder for the tabloids. They just love her in the UK.
You love the British tabloids, don't you?
Well, I like some of the pictures.
Well, you will love the song, I Will Never Let You Down. And I think that would be a real treat to see Rita Ora in a small venue like this.
Check out the Poison video, too, while you're at it.
Oh, look who's done his research. I like it. That's Rita Ora at The Loft tomorrow night.
Coincidentally, it was 1 year ago today that this next artist was featured on NPR. And he's at Eddie's Attic.
I am really into Parker Millsap. He is 21 from Oklahoma. super young, but the voice is so rich and deep and diverse. Some of his idols are everybody from Ella Fitzgerald to Freddie Mercury, and he really writes incredible music. It's country Americana, and I think it's someone definitely to watch. Got a big cross painted on the side of my rig to remind the devil
that he ain't so big and scary. Yeah, he's got a band with him, the fiddle, upright bass player, guitar, of course, is what he plays. So, yeah, it should be a really good show.
No relation to Ronnie Millsap, as far as I know.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
But 21 and from Oklahoma. And, you know, there's been a lot of good music out of Oklahoma. So, you know, we're always talking about Nashville, but let's give it up for Oklahoma. That's Parker Millsap at Eddie's Attic tomorrow night.
On Saturday night, there are two superstars in town at the same time, whose target audiences, I think, overlap in a big way. The first, of course, is Josh Groban at the Cobb Energy Center. I mean, he is huge.
He's on fire. And I love that he's such an incredible singer and has this great range. But you know, Steve, I love an artist who has a sense of humor and who can poke fun at himself by poking fun at other people. Josh Groban, I don't know if you saw him on Jimmy Kimmel recently, singing
absolutely
Donald Trump's tweets.
Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest, and you all know it, so please don't feel so stupid or insecure.
He is going to be doing songs from celebrated musicals, so that should be a night of incredible music. I mean, how can you not listen to Josh Groban, and it just gets under your skin? What a talent. That's like, he's born with it.
Yeah, he's almost like a prodigy. When he was 17, he was introduced to David Foster. And after that, his first four albums went platinum. Just an amazing success story, and very quickly, too.
That David Foster, he knows what to do.
He certainly does, yeah.
And he's married to Yolanda from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, in case you didn't know.
I didn't, but I'm writing that down right now. Let's see. Okay, there we go.
That's Josh Groban at the Cobb Energy Center on Saturday night.
Shifting to the other superstar playing at Phillips Arena, Ed Sheeran had sort of the same trajectory on his career. Started out very young, got connection with Taylor Swift, Elton John, and as they say, the rest is history.
Didn't graduate high school either, quit high school to pursue his musical career. And I like the idea that, well, first of all, I love a ginger. And I love that he embraces the ginger. He has a label called Gingerbread Man Records. So that, to me, is pretty clever. But Phillips Arena, I mean, you know, there are a few people, Steve, that can get into Phillips Arena. And I saw this once with Prince, how Prince could just sit there with a guitar and command your attention. And I think Ed Sheeran is one of these guys. And he even started out that way, where it wasn't a big band or a big production. I know this around, he's going to have some of that, but he has the voice, he's a great songwriter, a great performer, and really seems like an overall nice guy.
Let's go.
It's Ed Sheeran at Phillips Arena on Saturday night. I'm thinking out loud.
Some big doings down at Lakewood this weekend.
Yeah, the One Music Fest. And it's all about unity through music. So it's a huge lineup. There are a lot of artists going to be there this Saturday night. But it's The Roots, which would be my first choice. Lauryn Hill, if she shows up. You know, she's been known for being a few minutes, hours late. So let's hope she makes it. Janelle Monáe, our hometown favorite. I just want to say Ghostface Killah. Can you say that? I want to hear you say that.
I was hoping you'd ask. I wanted to say it before you did. Ghostface Killah and Scarface. How about that one? Yes, the 17 different artists, those are included. Ghostface Killah among them. One more time for the kids in the hospital. How about this? Ghostface Killah. Mara, you okay?
Thank you. That's the One Music Fest at Lakewood on Saturday night.
Aisle 5 is a venue in Little Five Points. Is that relatively new? How did I miss that?
It's pretty new, and they do showcase a lot of local artists, but they're getting a lot of talent in there, and it's a small venue, but it's definitely picking up steam, so I've been taking a look at some of the artists there. But this one certainly got my attention, not just because of the name, but because of what kind of music they are.
There are just so many bands on this list that I just love saying the names of, and I can't resist this one. May I do this next one?
Please do.
Well, it's a funk rock band from Asheville, North Carolina, and the name of the band is Your Mama's Big Fat Booty Band.
That's correct, Your Mama's Big Fat Booty Band.
I've never said that on the air before.
Well, that's what happens in retirement. You start to loosen up.
I don't think it's that. I think you're corrupting me. That's what I think it is.
Guilty. Guilty. So if you're a fan of bands like the Dirty Dozen Brass Band or another band name that you'll probably like to say, Dumpsta Funk, I know that's a big thing for you, Steve. You're going to like them a lot. It's really like a party night. You know, if you want to go and see a big band, you know, I think they're a 6-7-piece band. I'm a big fan. And it's not just the name. I like what they're up to. That's Yo Mama's Big Fat Booty Band at Aisle 5 in Little Five Points Saturday night. So, you know, Eddie's Attic is such a great place for emerging talent, and I like to really shine a light on local people, and that's why I want to bring up Liz Brasher. She's from North Carolina, but she's now based here, and she's really getting a lot more attention. She has that kind of voice that it just it cuts through, and she plays electric guitar, and I think she's someone to keep an eye out for.
I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky.
And if you can't make the Sunday show at Eddie's Attic, she's going to be back in town on the 2nd of October at Smith's Old Bar.
Yeah, so she's someone definitely to watch because she's a great guitarist, too. So she, you know, she's the whole package. That's Liz Brasher at Eddie's Attic on Sunday night.
Also on Sunday evening, the Watkins Family Hour.
Yes, and this, I feel like maybe is the pick of the week, where it's one of those rare combinations of artists that just kind of came out of nowhere, just out of the love of music, Steve. So the Watkins Family Hour is Sarah Watkins and Sean Watkins, their brother and sister, from Nickel Creek.
Yep.
Fiona Apple, Don Heffington, Sebastian Steinberg, and who knows who may show up. So basically this started off as just a variety show in L.A. They got together, they wanted to play, see what happened. It became a musical experiment that is now a tour. A lot of people have played with them, everybody from Jackson Browne to one of my favorites, Dawes, and Fiona Apple, who, you know, is a criminal, and she's very dramatic, and she's had, you know, such a big presence. But the idea that she's game for joining this band, I think, is way cool.
Yeah.
I saw Sarah Watkins at the 38 Songwriters Festival. Again, another one of those artists who she can just stand there with a fiddle and it just blow you away. I think this is really going to be a very special show.
They did a cover version. Well, actually, their new album is nothing but covers. Really interesting covers of a variety of songs. It really demonstrates this band's talent, their versatility, like you were talking about. And Mike, if it's okay, let's go out with Steal Your Heart Away. It's a Fleetwood Mac song that they've actually taken to the next level.
That's the Watkins Family Hour at Terminal West on Sunday night.